All right, welcome to Motivational Monday. Great blessings to you on this day, wherever you are, in your home, in your car, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Glad we can be together and hear a word, a moment in time for some inspiration, not just to make it through the day, but so that we can thrive in and through all things. Well, today the theme is change. Change. One of those statements I remember is no one likes change, not even an infant or a young toddler running away from you with a diaper full. They don't want to be changed. Humanity sometimes has a hard time dealing with change. And yet, if we're honest, everything is continually in movement, spinning somewhat out of control, but also we are creating. We are reaching, we are loving, we are serving, and there's transformation and life and change that happens throughout. And the thing is, in change, God is there. That is God's promise, and that's what we count on. You see, in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, hear the word. It says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Amen and amen and amen. What a powerful reminder from Abram to us, from God to us, that God brings blessing, that God creates us to be blessing. And as we go about our life, whatever land, time, space we get taken into, whatever it is that we're confronted by, God is there to show us the way. So I'm going to have you listen here to Denise's story of calling in the midst of change. The change that all of us endured in 2020 during the pandemic, and it reminds us of the change that's continually stirring about in our world, even now here as we've entered into 2023. May you be inspired by her story, and after her words, I will share a few reflection questions and a prayer of finding our calling through change. But let's see what Denise has to teach us.
There have been times throughout my life where a single event seemed to change everything. When my boyfriend, now husband, the year after college, after toasting a birthday, went down on one knee and asked me to marry him. The birth of our first child, the days my children went off to college, the day my son was married, 9/11. Still, I don't remember a time when that event extended an entire year and seemingly impacted the whole world. Things feel incredibly uncertain in 2020. A global pandemic, the divisiveness within our country, and by extension, our churches, neighborhoods, and families, and the related economic instability. We've realized that life is fragile, that injustice is everywhere, and that we are all so deeply interconnected. There have been blessings, not just loss. And yet the overwhelming feeling for me is one of stuckness. What happens when the normal margins in your life are all taken away? Time with family, dinner out with friends, traveling to see those you love, or even just to see new places, all of it gone. I feel restless, like I'm being called to something more, to action, to prayer, to protest. I don't know. And maybe that's the point of this strange liminal space. I feel like God is calling us all to take a collective breath. We're being formed and transformed. Pay attention, he says. Notice the rhythms, the sunrise and sunset, the changing of the seasons, Look around at the beautiful falling leaves. Death giving rise to new life in the spring, but not before a long, cold winter. What new life will be born out of this, I can't know. For now, I turn to the spiritual practices that have grounded me before. Finding God in the silence, in creation, in the rhythms, in the spiritual companions he's placed in my life, who help me know I'm not alone in this. And I find God in his word. This is God's calling amid the changes of life. Like Abraham leaving for a new land, I'm on a journey traveling through a world unfamiliar to me. I don't know what will be on the other side of this, but I do know, as Abraham did, that there is God's promise. I've seen God's power in my life before. I know the transformation that comes when I respond to his call. And today, this gives me great hope.
Yes, when we respond to the call, it indeed does give us hope. Because the hope comes through when God is the one showing us the way, when God is the one bringing blessing, even when we don't understand it all. And so, folks, what's one facet of Denise's story of calling in the midst of change that reminds you of your own story? And why? How do you undergo those liminal spaces, those times of great questioning? Another question is, when you're experiencing a significant change in your life, do you feel closer to Jesus or further away from him? Spend some time considering that and maybe journaling a little bit about that sense of relationship with Jesus. And a third question is that some people believe that God's will is supposed to point us toward the best choice in front of us. And others believe that God's will can lead to multiple best choices. Which kind of person are you and why? I'll repeat that. That's a little more complex. Some people believe that God's will is supposed to point us toward the best choice in front of us. And others believe that God's will can lead to multiple best choices. Which kind of person are you and why? Well, as you spend time considering that, living in the midst of change, I close today with this prayer of finding calling through change. God of great promises, across time and space, you never stop assuring your people that you are here, right here in our midst. In moments of restlessness and loss, in moments of joy and triumph, in the twists and turns of each new day, you dwell with us. We are never left to face our next steps alone. As you did in this story and as you did for our father Abraham, you call each of us into a deeper relationship with you and our neighbors. These relationships are cloaked in mystery. We do not often know what changes lie ahead, but through your abundant faithfulness, we can be assured that you will guide and bless each and every step along life's way. And for that, in gratitude, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, as you consider all of that, as you live in the midst of that prayer, may you feel God's presence in this life and in all that you're taking on. And may that give you great hope. All right, until next time, good day.